Are extraterrestrials hiding in our solar system? Did you ever wonder if extraterrestrial spaceships could be stationed in our solar system and hiding from view? There were some instances where people have thought this, and when you think about the huge distances involved between solar systems and even bigger distances between galaxies, it could behoove aliens to hang out in this solar system for the duration of a mission. It just might make more sense than spending great amounts of time flying back and forth. Recently, this idea came to the forefront when a NASA probe reached the end of the planetary solar system and photographed an object in the Kepler belt. The Kepler belt exists past the known planets and it's believed to house many icy objects and maybe a hidden planet known as Planet X. The objects in the Kepler belt are distinguished from the rest of the solar system by being known as Kepler belt objects or KBOs. One object which was spotted is said to have been very mysterious and some believe it is a spaceship hiding out there. The Kepler belt is huge, but it was not discovered until 1992, even though it has been predicted as early as 1943. Could it be there are swarms of UFOs, known all as UAPs, all around the planet Earth? You might say no because we haven't seen them, but nothing could be further from the truth. One incident which I will never forget had to do with a test in space which involved a tether. When it was employed, it broke and a long piece of it stretched out. It wasn't long before swarms of UFOs were around it and they were filmed by cameras on the space shuttle and possibly the International Space Station. The broken tether seemed to be very interesting to the UFOs. We could gauge their size because we knew the size of the broken tether. They were very big, round and had a dark center. The shuttle Columbia was part of the experiment. As the objects flew around the tether, we were told they were only ice crystals, but all were round and all seemed to be under intelligent control. The objects also all had a notch in the same place. The mission was STS-75. We know the Soyuz spacecraft used to carry astronauts and cosmonauts to the International Space Station was a very reliable piece of kit as they say, but how many know sometimes the Soyuz had company and it was not earthly? On one trip the Soyuz was approaching the ISS only to realize it was being followed by a group of UFOs. Some got close to the Soyuz. I bet this really surprised the occupants. This kind of thing was not talked about very much, but I bet it went on far more times than we know. So, what did scientists say about the tether sightings and maybe the Soyuz one? One had the nerve to say the sightings were caused by the imaginations of the astronauts and cosmonauts and their fears, which doesn't explain how their imaginations and fears translated to videos of the events. I am hoping these kinds of explanations are limited to the past and we are now in a new more open phase of UFO examination. Another place which seems to attract UFOs in our solar system is the star we call our Sun. There are so many photos taken by NASA telescopes trained on the Sun which show what look like giant spacecrafts around the Sun, sucking up energy from the Sun and flying through the Sun. There were sightings where an object bigger than the Earth was seen. I remember when two objects which seemed to be spacecraft were seen entering our solar system and were being tracked only to disappear. They seemed to show up again by the Sun. The Sun seems to hold some sort of attraction for alien craft. One has to wonder why, with all the billions of stars, an average star like our Sun would attract so much interest. One theory I had was that alien spacecraft throughout space in numbers which are far more numerous than we suspect. Could it be the ones which are closer to our Sun than another star, come here, but if they were from further away, another star like ours might be nearer to them? There could also be another reason. What we think is an average star might have some special property we are unaware of. Lastly, I would like to propose there might be some religious reason they come to our Sun. The ancient Egyptians worshipped our Sun at one time. Could the aliens be Sun worshippers? Certain photos have been taken, some of which claim to be from NASA probes, which seem to show what look like bases on asteroids complete with short landing strips. These so-called bases could themselves be ships. There has been a theory around for a long time which proposes some alien races might make a spaceship out of a hollowed-out asteroid. It is said this object could be more robust than an ordinary craft. The more I thought about this, the more I thought it was possible. I am not saying any alien race did this, just that they could have. It certainly might be a good way to hide from prying eyes. There are plenty of places in our solar system which would make good hiding places for alien ships. If indeed they can actually go through the sun, what is there to stop them from hiding out on Jupiter, for example? We have seen many of them hiding right here on Earth, but the bigger ships and ships from some races which might be a little more careful about being seen, might hide off-world. Alien ships have been seen diving into the ocean, entering volcanoes, and going into mountains somehow. They have also been seen disappearing before our very eyes. They seem to be very good at hiding. One of the last things I would like to mention is the fact the government and its relationship with at least some aliens. Could our own government be assisting some extraterrestrials by hiding them on underground bases? There are some witnesses who claim to have seen aliens working with the government at places like that. This would be a real kicker. While we were looking throughout space for where they might be hiding, the government has taken them under its wing. Nothing seems to be too far-fetched anymore.